And the next patient is Gus Carlton. The last name is C-A-R-L-T-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 47-year-old African-American male that was referred to this office for evaluation of the hypertension period. The patient was seen by Dr. Franjul, F-R-A-N-J-U-L. Who ordered the workup for hypertension. The aldosterone renin ratio is not consistent with aldosteronism. The serum complement C3 and C4 were with the normal limits as well as the cortisol. The protein creatinine ratio was with a normal range. The anti-double strand DNA was negative. In the protein electrophoresis and immunofixation, that is a weak spike of immunoglobulin. The patient has a kappa light chain elevated at 100, a lambda at 25 with a kappa lambda ratio of 4 that is definitely elevated. Whether or not this patient has a monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance is to be determined. Period. I am going to discuss the case with Dr. Franjul, that is the primary nephrologist, and whether or not the patient will be referred to oncology is unknown at the present time. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits. The rheumatoid factor was less than 14. Period. We know that the patient to the physical examination has lost 7 pounds. He is following the diet that is a low sodium diet with a fluid restriction, 40 ounces in 24 hours, and the patient is in diuretics. The patient was on or has been on hydrochlorothiazide. 50 milligrams. And spironolactone, Spironolactone 25 milligrams. Every day. This is a factor that could be biased in the interpretation of the aldosterone level of 6 nanograms per deciliter, period. The blood pressure today, 130 over 82, period. The patient is feeling better. Number two. Morbid obesity. The cortisol level is with a normal range. Follow a number of obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. Number four, rheumatoid arthritis that has been evaluated by the rheumatologist and treated with the administration of Abaracept, A-B-A-T-A-C-E-P-T, period. A new appointment in 2 months. We invested 10 minutes of the time, excuse me, 15 minutes of the time in the interpretation of the lab, in the physical examination, and face to face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.